Less than a month to go until we're voting for the entire House, 33 Senate seats, 11 governors, and President of the United States. Mitt Romney makes a move, but will it be enough? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. ATN, we're always at the crossroads of politics and all that buzz in your backyard, as I'm fond of saying. Remember, you're not shut out of this conversation ever. You can always ring in 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. 5283. All right, so here's the thing. I was looking at some statistics. You know I'm a numbers chick, right? So I was looking at some statistics. And that whole women thing with Romney could be big because the incumbent president, Barack Obama, in 2008, 9 million more women voted for Obama than McCain. Will he have those kind of numbers again? For Mitt Romney, if you looked at the statistics, since 1992, women have favored Democratic presidential candidates. Can he reverse that trend? Certainly in the polls, because of how he performed in the debate, I guess is what you would have to point to. It's crazy what Gallup has showed. They released some different national polling numbers on Monday, and they're showing a surge with Romney. And he's pulling even at least with Obama and shot right past him in one poll. Here's what the new Gallup numbers showed. 72% gave Mitt Romney the win of the debate. 20% said Obama did the better job. So you do the math. That's a 42-point win. You know, it's the biggest that they've ever seen in the Gallup firm ever, in the polling firm. That's been measured. The closest was Bill Clinton. He had a 42-point win over George Herbert Walker Bush in a 92 debate. But they have never seen that number before. What's very interesting to me is the amount of people watching. 67 million people watched that. So will they watch the next two debates? And maybe we got this all wrong. Maybe kicking around this debate stuff helps Mitt Romney or seals the deal, because what are the next two going to look like for Obama? I mean, even he's making jokes about how he performed in the debate, and Democratic mouthpieces weren't giving him much credit either after the debates were held. So he was taking it on all ends, not just from Republican talk or conservative talk, whatever you want to call it. Certainly he was taking it from Democrats too. So really, nobody scored him in the winning column. I think I saw maybe three people on MSNBC, and that was it. Pretty much everybody else, no matter what they called themselves, said that Romney just came out better, and it seemed like Obama didn't want to be there, or a myriad of other things were put on that. But that's going to be in the rearview mirror, especially this week, because you have the vice presidential debate, just the one between Paul Ryan and Joe Biden. Well, anybody give a hill of beans about this? Will people be tuned in? I don't think you see that 67 million, but you might see some pretty high numbers. For Paul Ryan, he's got to push to help Romney continue to be the little engine that could, or the little engine that roared, or the little engine that had potential, or whatever. And for Obama, Biden has to be kind of the orator-ish guy that he is. If he has a definite problem with throwing out wild curveballs and then taking them back. In the case of a debate, it's a little different. That's where the curveball wouldn't necessarily kill him, unless he said something absolutely incredulous, which I don't think that'll happen. They've been practicing that with, you know, without a doubt. So the heat's on, and do we care about the VP debate? Is it kind of, ho-hum, who cares? Or you bet I'm going to be tuned in. I can't wait. It's in Kentucky. I'll be pumping this out. I'll be watching the tube, eating off of the TV tray, whatever, because I need to see it. I want to see it. I just want to see it. I want to see what happens. I think the next presidential debate will be that way. Not so sure about the vice presidential debate. I always thought that was just more filler. It's like extra icing. Okay, hey, we'll give you some extra icing. We're going to throw this thing your way, too. Why not? We're going to do it. I think we can do it. Let's give it up to you. Mm. So the buzz in your yard, my yard, and the guy down the street's yard does continue to be jobs, 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 with so many people working a string of part-time jobs, putting them together, or losing a job. Like, you see this story about the Chevy Volt, and the fact that, you know, how heavily that was touted, the answer, it's the next coming, everybody's going to get one, isn't this great, and we're helping the economy, and how fabulous is that? And then you realize that, oh, geez, did I just read that they're getting rid of people? Are they really furloughing people at that plant? Yep, the plant that was built with your money and mine, 150 mil, is not producing very much, so they're letting go of people. So not only did we chunk in our money to make the Volt batteries, but now we're getting rid of the people because there is not the demand. And that's what's happening instead. Taxpayer money putting the workers on furlough before they've even done a single battery for the Volt, because it's a troubled electric car. And the plant's batteries were introduced to be used by Ford's Electric Focus. So overall, that's been a huge bust, because there isn't a big demand for electric cars, despite the billions of dollars that were supposed to stimulate it. It's not what's happened at all. Doesn't just because you pour the money into it doesn't mean that people are going to buy it, and they're not buying it. They're not buying it. So you can't lead people. You can lead people to the water, but you can't force them to drink it. In other words, just like the whole thing about a horse, the analogy I'm trying to poorly make here. You can't do that. So the Volt has been plagued with low sales since it first rolled off the line 3 years ago. Orders have picked up, but still well below projections. All right, so what did Romney have to say on the trail? He said that America has to be in front. Check it out.
I believe that if America doesn't lead, others will. Others who don't share our interests and our values. And the world would grow darker for our friends and for us.
How about Obama? He was in California, and he was singing the praises of a former labor leader by the name of Cesar Chavez. Here was what he had to say, dedicating a national monument.
No one seemed to care about the invisible farm workers who picked the nation's food, bent down in the beating sun, living in poverty, cheated by growers, abandoned in old age, unable to demand even the most basic rights. But Caesar cared. He believed that when a worker is treated fairly and humanely by their employer, that adds meaning to the values this country was founded upon, and credence to the claim that out of many, we are one.
Out of many, we are one. That's an interesting statement. It's true. Chavez definitely had a lot of people in his corner. If you remember, his wife, the widow, still lives in the house that they're talking about, making that a national designated place where people do stop already to check out where he lived. Hang with us. We're turning to the flip side. We got a bunch of odds and ends. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. October 8th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1770.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $18.14.38, $907.19 for a half ounce, or $453.59 for a quarter ounce. That's $18.14.38, $907.19, and $453.59.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties, including the disaffected and disillusioned among the Republicans and Democrats. Today there's a handful of people in Washington ruining America for 330 million of us. They've kept our nation in a state of perpetual war and increasing unsustainable debt. This small group has presided over the elimination of our Bill of Rights and the systematic dismantling of our freedoms guaranteed us under our Constitution. We the people will never agree on the small things, but let's agree on the big thing. Our leaders have blown it. America is better and brighter than this. Be libertarian with me this one time, and I'll prove it to you. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
America Tonight, giving you a little preview, a conversation with Ladd Hirsch about, you know, with so much talking about the economy and jobs and people starting their own things, what's become really big is asking people for money to invest. So we're not talking about publicly traded companies, we're talking about small businesses, but sometimes small businesses that really boom. So how do you protect yourself if you get involved in this or start one? How do you protect yourself when it comes time to be paid for something? You kick in for it. How do you get that money back, in other words, whatever the amount is? Especially if it's a big chunk of your savings or whatever, because you think you're going to multiply the money. As you see the stock market's weak and other things, you start to get the idea. You get excited over some idea. How do you not get screwed up in that? So Ladd Hirsch handles that. He handles a lot of those business things, business contracts, and even for the littlest amount, you'd be surprised. I've seen people explode and over money they've given people to start different things, and then, of course, they don't get the money back, and they find out that the person has squandered away money on stupid things that don't make any sense for the business. That's probably an ongoing argument. All right, we're kind of tossing it around with the presidential debates and Romney versus Obama, less than a month going in this one. Definitely some momentum for Romney. That can't be denied. But is it enough to really take him over the finish line now at this point with an incumbent president? No matter what, it's very, very tough. Sandy, hello. Welcome to America Tonight. Thanks for the call.
Hi.
Hi.
The Sandusky thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. and what the punishment should be for something like that.
Yeah, what do you think?
I come from a family where there's a whole bunch of pedophiles.
Mm.
And I'll tell you something. I think they should have the death penalty. I seriously do. Because they don't stop. My brother-in-law abused over 100 boys. And people call him grandpa. Two of his kids are in prison for abusing children. And he abused boy children. And it has to end. And that man did it. They're not going to sit up there in the court and say, oh, yeah, I did that. They're not going to. Because they're cowards. All they know how to do is hurt children. And the only way it's going to end is when they put an end to the people who do those things.
Yeah, Sandy, interesting. The brother-in-law, who is the abuser of so many people, nobody ever reported him? Did he ever get tried for any of that?
You know, when my niece, his daughter, reported him, she was the oldest child, and they somehow turned it back on her, and they sent her to a mental institution.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah.
Oh.
And she was like 12 or 13. Well, what 12 or 13-year-old normal person who hasn't lived with this crap do you know that would even know anything about this? And what's going on? They don't just say stuff like that. And then my sister passed away, and she had four kids still living at home. And so they let him out of prison because she died. I don't know why they let him out, because he had to go to a halfway house. And it just was so much trouble. And so we took the kids, and then through the years it got to be a thing where we have to kind of fight to get the kids. So my attorney said, if you do some of the legwork yourself, you can save a lot of money. Go out and find the kids. Well, I didn't know where to start. But I did know that he was a scout leader. And as it ended up, he had abused all the scouts. He was the bus driver. So he had kids who rode the bus. And it's like these kids have a sign on them that say, I need somebody, you know. And these guys know exactly what to look for. Anyway, it ended up that there were these groups, there were these bus kids, and there were neighbor kids, and there were the scouts, and then some of those kids would know about another group of kids, so I would go talk to them. It was unreal. I couldn't even believe this. And he never went to prison for any of those kids.
Mm.
He went to prison for some of the scout kids.
Mm.
Never went to prison for anything he did to his own children because it was interfamilial. It just was so crazy. And then now those boys have abused kids. Not all of them. But so.
Yeah, it's the cycle. Sandy, thanks for sharing. I think it's such a personal story, and I agree with you. What you said about it doesn't go away. Even psychologists will cop to that, that they're always abusers, and then the danger is what you just said, that it spreads to the kids who grow up with this, which is awful. I mean, just a terrible scenario. But Sandy says, after seeing how horrific it was in her family with the brother-in-law, that it should be the death penalty, that they should get the death penalty. Jerry Sandusky, to me, is definitely a liar, is definitely an abuser. He abused his power to get what he wanted, to shatter the innocent lives of young boys who, as Sandy pointed out, they don't know, and they know what to look for because they're vulnerable. Something terrible's happened in their family. Their mother has died. They're neglected. Maybe they're physically abused. They're in a foster home, being gone, tossed around from foster home to foster home, whatever it might be. But they're suffering, and they can see that. They need a buddy. They need a friend. And they're the wrong friend. And they're in a position of power. They're a scout leader. They're a coach. They're a teacher. They're something where they have access. And that's the sickening part of Sandusky. And the problem with Penn State is the fact that they knew what happened. How do you not get the guy cut out of the campus? In any other business, I mean, just imagine someone coming in and saying, hey, I saw Joe over there, and he was abusing a 10-year-old boy in the company shower. Are you kidding me? Any other position, they'd be gone. But because of the way athletics can sometimes be, then he's looked at in a different light for some reason. And plus, they don't want any scandal. So let's avoid the scandal. Maybe it'll go away. But it's certainly not going to go away when you allow the guy to still be on your campus and be involved in your program initially in the beginning. And who knows how many other people were in between. Here's the great thing. The people that are suffering, at least three of them, are going to get some relief because two of them are going to confront him in the courtroom. One is going to get to do it through a prosecutor. So there's the good news. They get to actually unload, to say what they're feeling, the trust thing, the whatever. Who knows what they're going to write. He gets sentenced. I think his lawyer will appeal it. I think he's delusional. He's trying to be crafty, but it's too late. 45 counts, I don't see it. And whatever reprieve he may get, which I don't think he'll get any, it would be tiny anyway. I think that's it. He's done. And he can say all he wants about it's unfair and he's not getting his just due and whatever, but he certainly did get his day in court. And he abused his power, bottom line. So the next time we meet, we'll know what that sentence is. Switching gears, coming up next, we'll be talking about the business of business, which you don't know when you get involved with a person down the street who's opening a store, you're just trying to help out. And then before you know it, oh my, you become the victim. Hang with us.
It comes another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Big shout out to all the nooks and crannies. Had a great time in Ireland. Check out the website, americatonight.net, and you'll see a lot of the photos. We've got them all up for you, all the castles and all that other stuff. Well, you know, in this show, I love to talk about business and some of the pitfalls and things that happen along the way. And that's why we do a segment called For Your Business. And Ladd Hirsch is joining us. We're thrilled to have him in the wings. Why? Because he's such an expert in this area. He's a business law attorney. And when you think of business law, I'm thinking of my sophomore year. I took business law at Ohio University. It's nothing like what Ladd does, because really the deal is what we're seeing in business with so many people that are able to invest in different areas. Let's say minority folks. Let's say you're a minority, not shareholder, but you're a minority, let's say, owner in a business, and with so much of the country being small businesses and then even some of those big businesses, and the definition is what 95% of what we do in this country is small business, meaning 500 people or less. You can have your hands in this, but what happens when you feel like you're getting a raw deal by the majority owners, for example? And that's putting it simplistically. Ladd, thanks for coming on the show.
You're most welcome.
So, you know, I kind of gave a raw definition there because we could talk about this for an hour and a half. And you and I talked off the air, and I'm glad we had that conversation. But there's things that people don't realize, I think, when they get involved in businesses. They get excited. They have those meetings. You start to talk about the possibilities. But what happens when it's not a publicly traded company and I just invest in my buddy's company, and let's say I have just a couple hundred thousand in it? What happens to me when they want to take the money and take pieces of it and take profits, and I feel like I'm not getting my fair share?
Well, when people go to invest in a business, they need to be looking at a couple of different things in big picture sense. The one thing that many people will focus on is, how good a business is this? Is my money going to actually make money? You invest in order to make money on your money. And so people will spend the bulk of their time looking at the qualities of the business that make it an attractive investment. Is it going to grow? Is its technology protected by a patent? Is it a scalable business? What does the market research indicate about the growth prospects? And all of those are called business metrics, and they're critical to making an investment, because if you don't believe in the company and its growth prospects, you won't invest. But the question people don't tend to ask, or they don't focus on to nearly the same extent, is, how do I get out? What is my exit strategy? And they will ask a question, and they'll get a generic answer from the majority owner. And the majority owner is seeking investment because they need capital to grow the business.
Mm.
And the majority will say, well, there will be some kind of a liquidity event in a number of years from now. We'll go public in an IPO, or we'll have a merger, or we'll have a recapitalization, or we'll have some other event that will allow you, if you want to, at that point in time. The problem is that, what if that doesn't happen? And now the business has become successful, and the growth prospects that you invested have been realized, but you're not getting your fair share. And the majority is the one who's profiting from the business, but you are getting nothing out of it. And the problem is that you didn't get it documented in a contract, so that you don't have what we call a corporate prenup that you got at the time of the business to document and get a contractual exit strategy for your business. And that's where you're now on the outside looking in, like the kid in the candy store who can see all the candy behind the glass, but you have no way to monetize your interest. And that's a very unfortunate place to be for a minority owner.
So people, pay attention out there. So what you're saying, Ladd, is that you have to think about that. You get all excited, you get jazzed up, and then before you know it, you put in whatever the amount is. And it could be a much bigger amount. You could have a much bigger stake than the figure that I mentioned, but you should get serious documentation. Is that right? Get them to sign off. Do the corporate prenup, as you say, because the contract...
You start off the conversation by talking about a public company. And if you go out and you decide to buy some Apple stock, which tends to be, until recently, had been on a tear. If you buy Apple stock and you decide, you know what, I don't like that new iPhone 5. I just don't believe in it, or there's some other problem with the company. You sell your stock, and there's a public market for your stock, a ready exit. But if you invest in a private company and you don't have a contract that gives you the right to require the majority to redeem your stock, you have no buyer for your stock. That's the problem, is that there's no market. It's an illiquid investment. You can't use the term monetize it. You can't turn your investment into cash, because no one will come in and buy out your interest. And that's the problem, is you're unhappy with the way the majority is not letting you share in the profits, or you're unhappy with the direction the majority is taking the company, and you have no exit because you didn't get a contract at the time that you can enforce your contractual right. And if you don't have a contract, then the majority has no obligation contractually to buy you out. The majority can just say, well, they'll come in and they'll offer you a lowball amount, but they have no duty or legal requirement to buy you out of your interest.
So here's the thing. This is what you specialize in. Are you seeing, because of where we're headed, as I said, 90% of the business is small business, and being an entrepreneur, that has certainly been on the rise, a lot of motion in that area, which is exciting. But are you seeing that more people are falling into this trap?
Yes, but it's a function not just of the economy, although that's the major driver of it. What it's a function of is that 10 years ago, you might have said that the only way that you can get that capital that you need to grow your business is by going public and becoming a public company.
Mm.
And then when you sell stock, you get all this capital. But now there's a tremendous amount of money that's available through private equity. So companies aren't required to go public anymore to get access to capital. And moreover, there's something that came down the pipe, I believe, in 2002, although I need to double-check that, but Sarbanes-Oxley, which is a regulatory scheme at the federal level that requires public companies to engage in far more public reporting and more regulations. So it's a very expensive, time-consuming process to be involved in being a public company. And a number of private companies, or many private companies, say it's just not worth it. It's too expensive. It's too time-consuming for us to become public. We don't want to do it. And so what happens is if you have more companies that remain private, those companies now will have conflicts at the ownership level.
Yeah, and conflicts can be conflicts of different sorts, right? It could be anything from differing expectations about who's doing what, or even cultural lifestyle differences, or religion sometimes comes into play, doesn't it?
Over time, over years, people's expectations and objectives will change. And while you mentioned at the outset that we are business law, that's true, but I'm a trial lawyer, and I specialize in helping companies deal with these conflicts that arise on both the majority side and on the minority side. And from the minority perspective, what you're concerned about is, let's assume that you own 30% of the company, which is a substantial stake. You're concerned that the majority is not just taking their 70%, but they're taking more than their 70%. And how would that happen? Well, if the majority uses their power and control of the company, because it is a mini majority in most companies, if they use that power to engage in self-dealing types of transactions, the minority's not getting their fair share. And that's the concern that the minority has. And so there are legal remedies, particularly in Texas, for a minority to come in and complain that the majority has overstepped its bounds and get a court to order a buyout. It's a time-consuming, expensive legal process, but if the majority acts in breach of their fiduciary duties to the company, the minority may be successful in getting a court to order that there be a mandatory court-ordered buyout of the minority's interest. It's a tough road to go down, but that's the only remedy that exists for a minority who has failed to, as we talked about at the beginning, get a corporate prenup.
Yeah, you say you do a lot of trials. You're a trial lawyer, but do you find that people are willing to settle, or no way? It always goes all the way to the wall.
Well, that's a great question. What I tell my minority clients is, unfortunately, and there are exceptions to every rule, but unfortunately, in many of the situations we're dealing with, when you have a majority owner who's used to getting their way, that majority owner oftentimes is a bully. And all of us have dealt with bullies in the schoolyard and in other situations, and most of the time, you have to punch the bully in the nose before they take you seriously. What that means is you have to go to court and let the majority all of a sudden recognize that their conduct will not pass muster. And I gave you an example when we talked offline earlier today about a majority owner who was telling me that what they had done was have the company pay to build a deck above their pool. And the majority in their minds felt like they could justify that because they entertained clients at their home. But a court and a jury will not tolerate a majority owner who builds a deck above his pool and then contends that's a proper use of business funds. But majorities will all the time find excuses to rationalize their conduct. But when you do that and you have the company spend its money on those kinds of things, what happens is the minority is not getting their fair share. It's another way for the majority to get their money out of the company without declaring a dividend or a distribution, which leaves the minority not getting their fair share. And in those situations, if you demonstrate enough of that kind of conduct by the majority, a court will find that the majority has engaged in something called, under Texas law, the claim is called minority shareholder oppression. And if the court finds that the majority owner has engaged in oppressive conduct, they will order a court-ordered buyout or order a dividend or order other relief to equalize the treatment of the company so that the minority gets their fair share.
Ooh. So the key thing here is that bringing it back around again is what we talked about. Really, Ladd, wouldn't you tell anyone who's listening to us, whether they're in Texas or anywhere else, that you really want to go into this with your eyes wide open, even if you're wowed by whatever it is you're going to do, and get that so-called corporate prenup?
I think the easiest way to remember this is the ounce of prevention versus the pound of cure.
Yeah.
If you don't spend the time at the outset to get your ounce of prevention, which is a contractual exit right, you're going to have to engage in the pound of cure, which is how I refer to myself, and that's an expensive way to go. Yes, we can get you out, but it's a laborious process, it's an expensive process, and it's time-consuming. Much better, rather than having to go get a lawyer to get you out from under the investment that you made, you simply say, wait a minute, I've got a contract. I have a right for a buyout, and you specify in your redemption agreement the mechanism for the buyout, and critically, how are you going to value that interest? That's a critical component here because, of course, the majority is always willing to buy you out, but for a very small amount. And so what you want to do from the minority side is make sure you govern not just your right to get out, but your right to get out at a fair value.
Yeah, Lat Hirsch, great stuff. We're out of time. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Good to talk with you.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk. Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best kept health secret ever.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Do that first. I want to say one thing here in America Tonight. How many many of you, raise your hand, because of course we have the special infrared glasses. How many of you are having problems with coyotes in your neighborhood? Coyotes? Anybody? Coyotes? Now, that used to be a big thing in the hills in California, because they talk about little dogs and being careful with little dogs, since the coyotes could get, they disappear. And it would turn out that they were coyote food, I hate to say. And I came home the other night, and sure enough, there was a coyote in the driveway just galloping away the second I turned the corner. It was very, very strange. You know, you think of the things that you can see in your yards. Now coyotes are hanging around in urban-type areas because I guess what's happening is, you know, figure they got to eat. And I'm thinking the rabbits in the neighborhood. So you've got, I've got raccoons. You have armadillos. Many of you don't have armadillos. And now we can add coyote to the list, looking for food, getting a territory. And you see this in, they talk about in Chicago, that right there at O'Hare Airport, there's a whole bunch of coyotes. And I'm seeing it too. So I guess what's happening is our growth jumping into their area. And the coyotes, I think, are rampant kind of in my neck of the woods in Dallas, Texas, I guess, depending on the neighborhood. But boy, I was really surprised to see him or her, whatever, fly out of the driveway. I thought, well, I have a golden retriever, but he won't be doing any late night walks about. Let's just put it that way, because this actually wasn't even that late. All right, so you might have the same problem as me, or perhaps there's some other varmints that are crawling around. Ooh, so you need those floodlights. What's out there? Let me see. Especially we're getting close to Halloween. All right, without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one from Joe in Idaho. I like that. Joe in Idaho. Wonder if you knew that rhyme. Hello, Ms. Delaney. I've been listening to America Tonight now for probably a little over a year. A friend of mine turned me on to your show. You do not disappoint. I like it when you get off topic. It's fun. Sick of hearing the same old thing. The vice presidential debate, I've heard you talk about it for the last 2 days. And I have to say, I am very disinterested in this. I think Paul Ryan probably will ultimately win it. And if not, it's kind of one of those draw situations. It's just another filler to me until we get to the elections. It's all filler. In fact, that's the, as Joe says, it's, as the Irish reporter that I talked to, the political reporter who said, coming over and covering the Democrats and the Republicans, couldn't believe all the pomp and circumstance and the show. And it is the show. This is the da-da-da-da-da, you know, razzle-dazzle part. And the debates, I guess, are part of that, especially because the networks that all air them know they want people to watch their particular network because think of the amount of eyes that they're going to have that they don't normally have. So it becomes part of the, it does become part of the whole show business thing. And I don't know, does a vice presidential debate have much sway? Well, if Ryan thumped Biden, I guess that could add to the whole Romney bump in the polls, maybe. We might be able to see it then. And there's a reason why you do the vice presidents, because think about it, the vice president is just a heartbeat away from the president if something should happen. Jake in Austin, who emails the show all the time, says, are you watching what is happening in Syria? I'm certain you are. I've heard you talk about it on the show. It's terrible what's going on there. Assad is just allowed to run wild. Kate, why don't they take this guy out? Well, the answer is, how are you taking him out, Jake? I kind of agree. You would think that there would be some kind of assassination, some kind of hitman, some kind of something, taking him out, some kind of Delta Force, whatever. Of course, we can't do that because then we're declaring war, and that's the idea. Whoa, we're staying out of this thing. And you hear all these candidates and all these other people who are already legislative members talk about the hope, we're hoping for this and we're pledging this and we're watching what's happening, and you know, but the hope is not something that's giving much to these people, and it's not winning the nightmare that we have going on in the Middle East. So Syria is just getting shellacked. And the best thing, I guess, that could happen was is that Assad falls, but he's not getting pushed by anyone. And normally that would be the U.S.'s role, but it's not this time around. They're not doing it. Going full on and digging into another space in the Middle East, I don't think is good. But there has to be something you can do to take out Assad. Has to be. I mean, look, Iran is sending weapons to Assad because they don't want to see him defeated. That's positive for them because of the routes they would need to get things through. So Syrian interests and Iranian interests are on the same page. Doesn't that tell you enough? Jose in Dallas says, Kate, I like to smoke pot. I smoke pot maybe one time a day. I know you've been talking about gateway drugs and what does it mean, and also will we see marijuana legalized ever in our lifetime? The answer is there are a couple of states that are going to vote on recreational marijuana use. Unfortunately, I'm not living in one of those areas, but have you seen the polls on how people feel? Maybe eventually marijuana will be legalized. Yeah, there's a lot of people that are pushing for that. We've had a lot of people on the show, former police chief in L.A. and some others talking about how effective it would be if we did legalize pot, because then it'd be another taxable income anyway, so there'd be ways to make money off of it, and it would make sense from the court perspective of not having to throw people that get busted with a certain amount into prison and are already overcrowded prison system, because it's out of control. So there's voter initiatives that would legalize up to an ounce of pot. Going to be on the ballot in three states in November: Oregon, Colorado, and Washington State. All three of those places have spoken up, and that's what they want to see. It has to be put to a vote. It's on the ballot. The opponents haven't done as well as the supporters. Maybe in a few of those states it actually gets through. Because when you think of an ounce of pot, what does that mean? Medical marijuana, or just even somebody who's got an ounce of pot, processing them, wasting the court's time with that. Yeah, I think that amount makes sense to me. Absolutely. There are others who do not believe that. They get squeamish about it. They say it's a gateway drug and how dangerous it would be. If we legalized marijuana, what would that lead to with the culture? And I'm going to say I don't agree with that. All right, one more quick one. This one from Anna, Missouri, who says, thumbs up Mitt Romney last week for the debate. Not surprised he got a bump in the polls. Let's see what happens next time. Yeah, next time is going to be next Tuesday, the 16th. The economy, heavily featured. That's the subject of the next debate between Mitt Romney and President Barack Obama.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100-foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.